Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the
28th
episode of Lives and Actions. This is Serena.
And this is Murat.
I don't know why I'm so confused, to be honest. Yeah, but there's too many 20x episodes, that's why.
There are always 10.
True.
Of them.
But, you know, one day I edit one, and then the other day I work on another one. So, you know, they're confused in my mind.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm fine. Winter is coming.
The beautiful weather. No, but actually, it's not cold. It's just raining.
It's so dark. Don't you have this feeling?
Yeah. Yesterday I was out, and when I looked from the window outside, I thought that it would be very cold. So I put myself like 3 layers of cloth.
Mm-hmm.
After 3 steps, I started to sweat. So it was warm, actually.
Yeah, I think there are 15 degrees or so.
Yesterday was 18 even.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this is not normal for October.
No.
And we're back to intelligent lockdown, huh?
Yeah.
That means that everyone do the fuck they want, but okay.
Under the impression that we are in a lockdown.
Well, officially our prime minister said we need to be in intelligent lockdown.
Yeah.
But everyone does the fuck they want, especially about the mask.
That no one wears that, that's for sure. But I also heard that the UK is now in a total lockdown.
Ooh, this is better.
I have a feeling that it will be the case in the Netherlands because no one is taking care of themselves.
Okay, so maybe this is the last time that we see for 3 months, huh?
Well, I don't expect that there will be a ban so we can still meet each other.
But
I think we won't be going to work that often.
Ah, okay, in that sense.
Or again,
they will close the restaurants, yeah, and so on.
Restaurants, cinemas.
Well, let's see. I was really not expecting a peak in the Netherlands.
Yeah, but the things doesn't seem very good. The numbers are even higher from the first wave.
Yeah, for me it was strange that they opened concerts here. Mm-hmm. I mean, not big concerts indeed, but still it was...
No, they opened literally everything.
Yeah,
I've been bitching about it the whole summer because when I was driving to your place, I was getting through the city center and I can see that everyone was everywhere. So I was kind of expecting that.
Actually, outside my apartment yesterday, there was a big party and people were literally on top of each other. So you can imagine how we'd be in two, three weeks. Mm-hmm. There would be even more cases. So yeah, I think we would go to lockdown.
Yeah, I think now the universities, etc., they started again. So the students come back and after the initial courses, they started to drink and lick each other, right?
Yeah, exactly. Especially the licking part.
The licking part, yeah. So. Yeah, we've been students also.
Well, let's see then. I'm amazed about the stupidity of people, but we already talked about it, I think.
Yeah,
in the past.
But the thing that I'm worried about, it is compromising the next year's concerts also. Festivals.
Yeah. They start to cancel them.
Yeah, because I don't see those concerts or festivals coming back unless we have a vaccination or a medicine.
Yeah,
that
and
cures.
I heard right now that they might have found something that increase our immune system naturally, let's say. So basically they found the how do you call it, the anticorps that they are human, and they can for them, like, COVID is like a flu, a normal flu.
Mm-hmm.
They can just destroy all the viruses. The only problem is that not all the people develop like naturally.
Mm-hmm.
So what they will do is just to clone this anticorp and give them like a shot to everyone, so everyone can develop it artificially. But they said that they will be available in April.
So at least 6-7 months from now.
Yeah, and it will be like the first batch.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, in summer there will be a few cases. So let's say probably next September will be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the all season is gone anyway.
Yeah. Well, for me, I also... I heard from my parents that are doctors that there are studies showing that even though you didn't have any symptoms, it can give you some damage later to your heart, to your lungs, etc.
Yeah.
So it plays itself somewhere.
Okay.
So even though you didn't have any cough or any fever or you didn't get a serious thing, it can harm you. I think it's quite dangerous and people just forgot the panic that they had last year. But they shouldn't forget that. I think what it's something very bad to say, but I think if a public figure dies from this, mm-hmm. someone important, then that will make everyone shocked and go back to a more strict rules, I guess.
Yeah, but so far I don't see this. I mean, I see in some countries they are really like following the rules, and mm-hmm. they're just responsible. Maybe they don't follow the governor mm-hmm. rules, but still they know how to behave. They behave in the way that mm-hmm. they're not causing problems to other people, but there are other in which they simply don't care.
Yeah. And for me, it is so strange that in Western countries they are acting like baboons. Yeah. They have very good education systems. They teach children how to criticize, how to learn, etc. So basically their mind is much more should be much more open to those kinds of risks, so that they know how to handle those problems. But literally they are just living without thinking right now.
Mm-hmm.
That amazes me.
Let's see.
Yeah.
How was your week?
Oh, it was quite fast-paced week, actually. Mm-hmm. I really didn't understand how it came and passed. So sometimes it's nice to have it like this. Yeah.
Doesn't let you think too much.
Yeah. How was yours?
Did you not already ask me? Or?
No, I asked you how you were. Okay. Then we started to talk about the weather.
Yeah, true. My week was boring. Nothing special.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't really know what to say. And we're working from home, so there is not so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any new strange things that I would like to share.
You finished with your fasting?
Yeah, I already told that I'm not in fasting anymore.
Yeah.
But I'm losing weight, so it's good.
Yeah, so basically the fasting wasn't for you.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
But they said that fasting even helps you if you have cancer, so... Like if you have whichever
but who says?
People that like fasting.
Yeah, so
it's like a cult.
That they are a cult, and I just met a guy. I know that you also know him. I won't give his name. I will tell you later. He defended that fasting so hard that I wanted to punch him in the face.
Okay.
Because the arguments that he gave is like, no.
Okay. No.
Okay. So what we will going to talk about today, you have a new
discovery.
So
let's call it discovery.
Okay, Rave the Requiem. And I will talk about three new releases.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So let's hope not to finish with the 1 hour.
No. I will be don't be frightened by my notes. I will be fast.
Okay.
I hope.
Okay.
And then we have a story about an agent accused for sexual harassment. We won't talk about this specific incident, but we will more talk about how these things goes in the industry.
Our impressions,
yeah. And in the Deep Metal Secret State, we have the most expensive hard rock music videos ever created.
We will share with you which are and what we think about.
Yeah.
Yes. So
let's start with your
band.
Yeah.
Yes. So I decided to pick up this band because every time that I need to review or I want to review an album, I normally pick up something fancy or something complicated. Let's say serious, I don't know, grindcore, noisecore.
For the last three discoveries, they were like experimental, and
exactly.
One of them I couldn't. Able
listen
to listen,
to.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something really complicated. And I said, okay, no, I want to do something easy this time because I'm tired. I have too much to think about besides the podcast. So I pick up this industrial band from Sweden that is called Rave the Requiem. And I picked them up because they have like a nice name that has the Rave and Requiem. Requiem is the mess. Like the celebrate, not the celebration.
Yeah.
You know when you have a funeral
mm-hmm.
and then you go, like if you're a Christian, you go to church and mm-hmm. there's a priest that says a bunch of things about God and this guy that was amazing mm-hmm. or this girl was amazing. This is a requiem.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, but no. I just explained to our listeners. The thing that I knew
the meaning of the word. It's just unpronounceable for me.
Okay. So the that is nice that they have like Raven Requiem together. It's kind of nice contrast. Then I listened to the band, and yeah, it's really like a commercial band, in my opinion. So what they play? They play industrial. So you need to imagine something like Combi Christ, but even lighter, with like some God influences. So maybe you can even connect it to the theater of tragedy. So this kind of stuff. So a lot of synth, typical industrial music, but with also like with two singer and with a female voice and a male voice.
And the male is harsh vocals or
no? It's this what they do in industrial. They use like someone. They use someone, of course. There's always someone in a band, but like they take like the voice of the male voice and then they put some like this guy is like talking or like. Kind of singing, but in the way that it looks like he's talking, and then they put effect, and it looks like the voice is kind of a low scream, like not scream, but like, like something like this. I don't know how to define in English, which is it's really like in the standard, you know, like all the industrial bands
have that.
Sounds okay. like this. And but it's not that he's growling or screaming, let's say. So it's nice to dance, it's nice to listen, like as I said, it's light music. I also like the fact that behind their own project they built like this narrative of a church of Rave the Requiem. That I still trying to find because I'm really passionate in cults. So if they have a cult, I'm really happy to discover which is. So I was trying to dig a little bit, but it was just only commercial stuff.
Okay.
But okay, I appreciate the fact that they're trying to invent something that they can connect, that they can brand their own music. As I said, it's nice to listen. Like for example, when you have this playlist in a metal club, have you ever been in a metal discotheque?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is their song can be like one of the songs that you listen.
Makes
to
you jump, etc.
Metal nights, because people can headbang and dance. Yes, you know, it's easy to listen.
Okay.
So I remember me a little bit when I was going to these metal nights in Italy or in Germany. Was quite fun because guys were not dancing, were headbanging or were like playing hair guitar.
Yeah.
And at the first time I saw it, I thought it was so ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. I also did those things.
I remember my past. You know, in Milan we had this this club. It was called Zoe. That every now and then was closing because it was not it was not following the safe regulation. So every now and then there was police coming closing for 2 months and then magically was opening again. And also it was in a very bad place, like in the suburbs of Milan, so you can imagine which was the situation. And of course I was going when I was 19, but they had like nice experience there. And I don't know if it's open anymore, so but anyway, so this is all from my review, to be honest. Okay. It's not like a very thoughtful review, but...
So, okay, you I don't have any more questions about those. But I just remember something that... when you say about the cult or church, etc., it reminded me of Ghost. The guy.
Do they also have a cult?
No, but the guy disguised himself as a Pope something, Pope Francis
a
something.
Pope,
yeah, so... Yeah, is it similar?
They did so much. Seriously, they're so like the music is useless. I don't know how to define it. It's really bad. Yeah, okay. They have like face painting, but it's like it seems that they are like making fun of a black metal, which is okay. I do understand, but like they're so useless. I don't know how to say it.
And
like
the number one song in Loudwire or whatever the website I checked in the list of 21st century's best songs, number one was a Ghost song.
Yeah, but then I want to listen because I believe, maybe they did one song and with this they live forever.
Let's see. We will talk about that list in
next
a future episode. Yeah. Okay, so I have some news which I'm quite excited about. So I bundled them.
News. You have new singles.
Yeah, singles. Yeah. But those are generally now the singles are the first trailer of the album. So So first I will talk about Lunatic Soul. This is the solo project of the Polish musician. I cannot read the Polish names, but it's Mariusz Duda. He's the vocal and
difficult,
There's
not even an axi in the surname. Come on.
Sorry. So he's also the bass player and vocals of Riverside, and he just released this week a song called The Passage, and it's a beautiful song. It's a quite acoustic dominated song, but this is how the Lunatic Soul project is generally. You can think about it as a prog rock, but it's much more acoustic dominated, let's say. So it was a beautiful song, and it was the first single from the album that he will release in November, if I'm not mistaken, through Shaded Woods. It's a very nice song, and it's the first song that this guy released since 2018. So they also didn't release anything from Riverside. The sound is very similar, so the guy is also writing the songs for the other band. So I was very happy to see that. If you like this guy, if you like Riverside, just give it a listen. The second one is I am extremely excited about it.
Draconian.
Yeah, Draconian has finished recording their album, so they started to release songs. So yesterday they released the fourth single. It's a beautiful song, but the other three also are very good. So I really like Draconian was the first band that I started to listen Gothic or Doom, I guess.
Okay.
It's quite an old band also, and I really like them. I actually like the new singer that started with the previous album, Heike Lang something. So I really like her voice better than Lisa. Lisa was the initial singer that were singing, but I really liked her also, because I really like Draconian, but I think Heike gives much more because she's also writing the songs, and she's also contributing with the songwriting, not the only lyrics but also musically. I think she's adding a new layer to the band. Also, I think her voice is much more going, how to say, it's much more balanced with the guy.
Okay.
So I am very happy to see that they are recording after 5 years, and they are releasing beautiful songs. And finally, it's an album that I will talk about, but it's not a rock or it's not a metal album, but I just want to mention because they define themselves, or the critics define themselves, as art rock. So Gazpacho released a new album.
I think I might heard about
Did
they play at Euroblast?
I don't know. It's quite possible because their music has significant prog influences, but I think they are much more popish. Like they to define them as rock is a bit stretch. They call them art rock band. I don't know what's the definition of it, but it's very soothing. It's very slow, and I really like to listen to them. Sometimes it's just too boring because it's extremely slow. But sometimes if you want to just have a
atmosphere,
nice atmosphere, or just chill, I think it's very nice. And I really like the voice of the vocal. It's so simple, and it's so nice flowing voice he has. So if you want quite a melancholic and atmospheric experience, the album is 5 or 6 songs. Short album, but I would suggest to listen. It's a nice album.
Okay.
Yeah. So these were my releases.
Okay. Then let's talk about something more juicy.
Juicy, or I think let's see. So we will talk about this the shady business going on in the music industry, right?
Yes.
So
everything started because we found this article in Metal Injection about a guy, which is his name, by the way,
John Finberg,
that used to be a manager of quite big bands like Nightwish, Epica, Amorphis, and so on in the US. But he started to be, or right now is there are allegations against him.
Mm-hmm.
from women, from other people in the business that says that this man is sexist, misogynist, and other really bad stuff. But the thing that kind of triggered me is or are the stories of the women that actually report against him. And it triggers not because we still don't know if it's actually true. This is the comment the stories of these women, but it's not that the story itself triggers me, but it makes me thinking about how this industry sometimes is built, mm-hmm. and also is according my experience, because I used to sing in bands in the past, and I did recognize some situation that they are described from these girls.
Mm-hmm.
For example, there are girls that they're saying, they're stating that John
mm-hmm.
was inviting them to a concert and were giving them the idea that if they would have been nice with him, they would give their band the possibility to play with Nightwish, Epica, whatever. And that nice with him means like to have sex with him and things like this, and personally it never happened so explicitly with to me, but mm-hmm. It happened, and I also saw in the past with other bands with women inside the bands that there's the way there's the idea that you can use somehow I don't know your power
mm-hmm.
or at least there are some people that thinks that if you are giving gigs
mm-hmm.
to the band of in which there's the girl that you like, this girl will feel like kind of
in depth.
Yes, mm-hmm. exactly. Or either like you know, it was happening to me. There was this band. And once we play together, I don't know why we come out to playing together, but the singer start to like be kind of nice with me, let's say, flirtatious. Uh-huh. Does it exist as an English word?
I don't know.
But anyway, he was flirting with me in a very, very weird way, because of course I was introvert and so on.
Mm-hmm.
I was nice with him because I can speak with everyone, it's not a problem. Then we were invited by his band to play together, and it happened a couple of times. Mm-hmm. So, you know, every time you speak a little bit more, you get to know more the people.
Mm-hmm.
And then at a certain moment he said, do you want to go out with me? And I said, no.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that moment on, this band never invite us again.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what do you think if I tell you this story? That mm-hmm. he was using this excuse to have just find a way to flirt with me, or mm-hmm. to understand if I was interested in him or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that it's not only that he stopped to invite my band, but he even stopped to talk with me when he was seeing me in other
mm-hmm.
concerts.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I met, it was not the only one.
Mm-hmm.
It happened also with other guys, and for me it's really frustrating
mm-hmm.
because at the end I don't know if they realize it, but they used their power to have like organized gigs and so mm-hmm. on to have what they want, and mm-hmm. when they see that they don't receive it back, they just you're not interested anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So they just count that since you will be so as you said in depth with mm-hmm. them, something will happen. But the thing is that this is not happening in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
In their mind, there's like something else that is going on. They're like confusing reality with the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So, like for example, if there's these guys that organize gig with me, organize gigs, and I say, yeah, I want to come because I want my band to play,
mm-hmm.
and then I come, he will start to think, oh, but he accept the gig because he wants to stay
mm-hmm.
with me.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just because I want to play there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that every time is our guys.
Mm-hmm.
It happens sometimes that there are girls. I have a story of my previous drummer. I will tell uh-huh. him. I don't know if my drummer is ex-drummer is listening to me, but this is what it was really fun.
Uh-huh.
So basically, it was playing also in like 1 billion bands at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he went on tour in Germany with another band.
Mm-hmm.
And this tour was organized by a German lady that was in love with the singer.
Mm-hmm.
The singer had a girlfriend, I think, in Italy, but mm-hmm. she didn't come. And he was like kind of a cheater.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened the first time that they went to Germany, he and her had sex.
Mm-hmm.
So he told me that the other members of the band were going to a club or a drink or something, and this guy just locked himself in the behind the stage and have sex.
Mm-hmm.
But from the second day on, he didn't want to have anything with her. Actually, he started to flirt with other girls in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
So she got crazy, and she made like so much drama that the drummer and the other guy, they had to follow in the middle of a German city to just pick her again,
mm-hmm.
because she had like all the contact, all the connection, like even maybe the keys of the bus, I don't know, something
mm-hmm.
like this.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to like run behind her to pick her up, mm-hmm. while this guy was fucking someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, this is the opposite, and I mean, at the end, always the guys win. If you can, I mean, this is very mm-hmm. frustrating for me. But okay, and but the point is this one: these people don't realize what they're doing sometimes. Or like the thing is that if they are honest, for me it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like you say, okay, I want to fuck and I have this power and I will use it in order to fuck. Okay, mm-hmm. good. But the thing that really pissed me off is then when they tell themselves a story that is not true.
Mm-hmm.
Like in this case. Like, you cannot say, oh, but after everything that I've done with you, you are treating me like this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying no to you because I don't like you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not that they say fuck you or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot expect that I will say I like you just because I feel obliged to say it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So these things are happening so often, and with girls it's always like a problem, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I talk with other female singers and they had the same issue.
Mm. Yeah.
And we're not famous. Eh? It's not that we were like in contact with famous PRs or whatever. It was really like on local scene.
Like the guy who calls the local bar to for the scene, right? So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, I have a question about this situation, and what is the approach of your bandmates when you don't get gigs anymore because you rejected a guy?
They did not realize it.
Mm.
They just it just happened, you know. Maybe they did not have gigs by themselves, but then you see that they actually have, but with other mm-hmm. bands.
I was a bit worried that maybe some of those examples, some girls are pushed by their bands to do something that they don't want to.
At least I don't know anyone that had to do this.
Yeah, also I don't know, but I think it could be possible if you have an over ambitious someone in your band, like the leader, who wants to become a big name and pushes the vocal, the girl to flirt with those producers, to flirt with organizers. It would be so bad, of course, but I think this can be also happening in certain examples.
Yeah, it might be. I think that there should be more women in different levels of the music industry.
I totally agree.
And unfortunately, it's not. And I think that the one of the reason is that it's still like a difficult environment.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, it's male dominated. So you don't have like support groups or like normally when you see. I don't know, laws
mm-hmm.
for like increase women presence in some areas of working areas and so on. You don't have entertainment considered as mm-hmm. in this kind of regulations.
Mm-hmm.
Because entertainment is always like, I mean, no one consider entertainment a real work, a real business mm-hmm. industry. So it's always like really blurry what's going on there. And
mm-hmm.
Especially in metal,
mm-hmm.
in metal music that is even more masculine. I mean, I guess that 90% of the people that listen or that consume or create metal music is male.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, it's very difficult to create a safe situation for women.
Mm-hmm.
Will it change in the future? I think it will be even slower than the other sector of our life.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also nice the fact that you see more and more women in bands.
Yeah.
At least it educates to I mean, you start to see women equally as men.
But again, we also had this discussion in one of our episodes. I'm not sure if those girls are there because they are good musicians or they just need a girl on the scene.
Yeah, there's always the downside.
Yeah, so I still think that it's extremely male-dominated metal, and it is a little bit... it's not nice, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And I also shared some of my thinking about this situation before we started to record, but I also don't see that metal scene will exist too long.
Yeah.
That's something that I say very heartbrokenly, but it was when I realized that when we started this podcast, I started to check for new bands. There are none, nearly.
Yeah,
the ones that are new, they are so generic. So I don't see that if the metal music will go somewhere, and if there is time for the woman in the metal to grow.
True. But there will always be a niche.
Mm-hmm.
But I will stay there. Like it will be a niche that just maintain the status quo, or will be like experimental starting point for something else. This I cannot tell.
Mm-hmm.
But I see more women into the genre respect before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is nice,
yeah.
But still, yeah, there's not so many. I don't know. I don't really know how I will go. But I think that, it's something that it should be brought up. I remember when I was in Rotterdam for the Baroque Fest, there was a stand.
Mm-hmm.
It was an organization. Based in Amsterdam, that support or let's say against support women against harassment at concert, and you know already the fact that these organizations start to exist can also help to make more the balance, or at least make awareness in this environment.
Yeah, but I totally agree. But I also need to pinpoint that we should have female agents, female organizers, female record companies that are managed by female people, so that we can talk about female presence in metal scene.
Sure.
It is that's why even it is so sad that we have a stand, that you see a stand against harassment of women in festivals, in concerts.
Yeah.
When you think about it, it's frightening. This means that if you go there, there's a high possibility that you will get harassed.
Yeah, that's true.
But and that's like this. And it is so bad when you think about it.
Yeah, it doesn't happen so often, but it happens. And it happens everywhere. It's not only
in only in metal, of course.
But since we are metalheads, we want that it's perfect. We are living in a perfect metalhead world, right? So I think we should like start to think about also this. In general, I think that as a metalhead, we have a responsibility to think about the industry and the community itself, and trying to make it thrive during the years.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a matter of music. It's a matter of we support like a message that bands are bringing towards with their music. But I also understand that a lot of metalheads are like, oh, I like the music, I like headbang and drinking until I passed out. So, I mean, you cannot speak with these people.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it was not juicy topic. It was more serious.
Yeah, it was serious topic. But let's move on. Yeah, I think there is lots of things to discuss about this. Actually, there are things that can be should be changed, but. I also had this chat about another topic with a friend yesterday. I don't trust humans on changing anything. I totally lost my trust on so many things. Just I spent 2 hours in social media 1 week ago. I don't believe that humankind is a good kind.
No, it's true, but they're interesting to see how stupid they're becoming year after year.
So
let's go towards destruction anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the thing. I don't see ourselves also going somewhere. Like as a kind, the humankind will end itself in the end.
Yeah, but it would take more than what we will leave, I guess. So
probably,
that's fine.
Probably.
So next topic.
So we have a nice topic to discuss, and it is just amazing the prices that I see in this list. So we will talk about the most expensive hard rock music videos. We have 5 video.
Okay, so number 5.
It starts with Blink 182 Rock Show. Actually, this is one of my favorite video clips.
Okay.
It was one of my favorite video clips that I knew the story before. In the video clip, the band members, they took the check from the producers to actually make a video clip. So what they do, they go to the bank.
Yeah.
They they take the money with the check, and they just spend it in a couple of hours.
And this was the video clip.
Yeah, it's so nice. Fun. It's so fun to see. They are just, for example, they are giving a couple of thousands dollar to a homeless guy, and the guy goes buy himself a nice suite, etc.
Okay.
They go to a strip club with the guy. Also, they bring all the strippers to a certain place, etc.
And then I approve the fact that how much did they spend?
$500,000.
Okay.
Dollars.
Yeah, I think it's well spent then if they give it to homeless people.
Yeah, and when you see it, generally the video clips of Blink are like there's a comic side in it. So there's a video clip that they mock Backstreet Boys. There's a video clips that they run like naked in the street, etc. So I think it was a I knew the clip and I really liked it, and it's nice to see them in that list. Number 4 is a song called Push It by Garbage. Did you know her?
I think yes, but I don't understand why it's so expensive.
Me neither, because the video was shit. And
exactly.
The song also doesn't appeal to me, but obviously she was famous. But the thing is, in 1998, I think this song was nominated in 8 categories for MTV Music Awards, and she received none of the.
Oh, so it was really a failure, let's say.
So I also tried to understand the clip. I watched until the end. I didn't understand what the fuck was going on. So they spent $750,000 for that. Not a money well spent, I would say.
I don't know what to say, to be honest. Okay, now ahead. The third one, My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, the thing is, I was young once, and I was listening to My Chemical Romance. There's a period of time, and The Ghost of You is, I think, one of their best songs. And the clip gave me shivers back then.
Okay, I hate this band. And yeah. Avenged Sevenfold, and also the other one.
Yeah, but this is like, well, the production, at least they spend $1 million.
Bring Me the Horizon. Yes, sorry.
That I don't know that. The last one, I don't know. I understood that you were not listening.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
They spend $1 million, but at least in this video clip, you could see where did the money go. So they had like lots of makeups, lots of worse scenes, etc.
How much it was?
$1 million. Did you see the movie? Did you see the video?
No, because I see the name of and the band, so just I decided to skip it.
So basically there are like two scenes. One is the soldiers go to the Normandy. Yeah, you know the boat. American soldiers in the north, they
sea?
Yeah.
No, it was a sea?
No, in the Second World War.
But it was a border.
It's the sea, then they did the American soldiers went and they put one of the boss, the first blow to Nazi.
Beach. So why you need to do a video in which there's a soldier that is conquering France?
They are so proud of that.
But are they American, I guess?
So
shit comes from
in
America.
One scene there is this event, the other one they are they are dancing in a ballroom, so the soldiers are dancing. Did you see the movie Pearl Harbor?
No.
then all my examples just fell. But it shows like it looks like a nice Second World War movie, so I can understand that they spend that much money.
I don't know, but anyway.
Let's move to number 2. It's November Rain by Guns N' Roses.
How much?
$1.5 million. dollars.
Yeah, but okay, November Rain was a huge, huge single.
Yeah,
it brought a lot of money to Guns N' Roses and the label. The reason why they spent $1 million, to be honest, I don't know, because it was like a marriage, basically, in a small church in the middle of nowhere.
And then the girl died in the same church.
So, I mean, at the end, they could have even done it in my small city in Italy. We have also the same church there. It would cost much less.
Yeah.
But okay.
Well, the thing is, when I read the story, they did like a trilogy. So the story starts with Don't Cry.
Oh.
Then it continues with November Rain and it ends with Estranged, which is the number one in the list.
So they escalate also with the price.
And they say that in these videos they are actually, they put on screen a short story from a friend of Axl Rose's. To be honest, I didn't understand what was the story. I was so impressed by Slash. I don't understand how a guy so ugly can be so charismatic.
Because his face is covered by hair.
Yeah, but also the way he plays the guitar, I think he's not a brilliant guitar player, but he's just full charisma.
But have you ever thought that maybe behind the head that he always have is bald? I think he's bald. This is the reason why he always wear a hat.
I saw him without a hat.
Oh, okay.
He's not
maybe
bald.
Maybe now, but...
Maybe now. I don't know, but did you see his face?
Never.
It's like potato.
Oh, okay.
Even a potato is more handsome than his face, I would say.
Hey, if someone has charisma, it's charisma.
Yeah, but...
But Axl Rose was really hot.
Yeah, but did you see his latest when he's fed?
Terrible.
Yeah. He looks like he will eat me.
I don't know what he did, except eat us as crazy. But I don't think... I think he's cortisone also.
Possible, I don't know.
Who knows what
but
he did.
Maybe he was having a very fast life. That even though he was eating, he could burn it with the concerts, etc. Now that he's sitting at home eating hamburgers, he become like a hamburger in the end.
Yeah, I need to check if he has an Instagram profile.
I don't know.
But anyway. So
but he was very handsome, that I agree with you.
Yes, but is there something more to say about Estranged?
Yeah, that they paid $4 million. Because
4 million, come on. Yeah.
This is what they say, but... Again, I can understand because in that video they shoot those scenes in all over the world.
In
weird
sense.
Places, and I think they are used also many early CGI, so like lots of effects, etc. That might cost, but I cannot comprehend how they could pay $4 million, because now if you give $4 million to any band in Europe, I think they will just cry and. They don't know what to do with that money.
Yeah, they will live with it for, I don't know, 10 years or something.
Or maybe even those 4 million can save the metal industry in Europe.
True.
It's so much money for one video clip. It's just amazing.
But also, I think that if a video clip is well developed, you don't need so much. You can even need like only one place. Not so much material.
Yeah, but now to be honest, all the new metal videos, they are going to the woods, yelling at trees. To be honest, with GoPro.
Or like there's like a black background.
Yeah,
and
they are singing.
The
so
yeah,
the creativity is just below zero right now.
They don't have money.
Yeah, that's also true.
Creativity.
Yeah.
But yes, it was interesting.
Yeah, so it was interesting to see the most expensive two clips coming from Guns N' Roses.
But it was also the album, do you remember?
Yeah, true. Maybe they are paying too much. I think they had too much money to pay.
I'm wondering, maybe Guns N' Roses is the most overrated band for all the time. I don't know.
Oh, I don't. I never liked them. I only like a few songs of them, to be honest. I really enjoy how Axl Rose sings. I really like his voice, but the music doesn't appeal to me at all. I think that the most charismatic guitar player is Slash. I think the voice of Axl Rose is very special, but when you bundle them up, it doesn't appeal me at all.
No,
it's also I like Don't Cry. It's I think one of the best rock songs ever written. I would put it in the list if we did that list like this. Yeah, I like November Rain, but not as much as I like Don't Cry. But other than that, I don't understand.
Yeah. I mean, I never listened to them so often.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they indeed there are like really nice songs that they are very important in the in the rock scene.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It depends. It depends how was the situation back mm-hmm. in the 80s. And I mean, I think that there were some things that brought them to be so powerful and mm-hmm. they have so much money. But if you ask me right now, I cannot tell you. Also, because I was not, we were not there at the time,
no,
so
of
we
course.
Cannot see what was trendy and so on.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the fact that Axl Rose was quite handsome and mm-hmm. Slash was charismatic played a role.
And
yes?
I think he was also quite a fashion figure. You know that the band that he wears, everyone was wearing the jackets without the arms, etc.
Yeah, it was the glam rock.
Yeah, yes.
It was really trendy back mm-hmm. in time. So.
But maybe he was the pioneer. But to be honest, personally, I'm not interested in Guns N' Roses. But I know that they are extremely, how to say, every metal band has at least, or every metalhead at least has a Guns N' Roses t-shirt.
I don't have.
Yeah, but me neither. But the thing is, the bands that they play like big bands, they go with Guns N' Roses t-shirts.
Mm.
And they do trash, but they are wearing Guns N' Roses t-shirts. So I don't know.
Well.
Okay, we are already quite over the time.
Yes, as always.
Let's close it.
Yeah. See you next week.
See you. Bye bye.